Trump asks for short-term extension of key spy power authority. By Sean Moran on June 10, 2026. President Donald Trump urged Congress on Wednesday to provide a short-term extension of his surveillance authority as he taps Bill Pulte to be acting director of national intelligence. "I have named William Pulte to be acting director of national intelligence, who will take over on June 19, and have asked him to execute the immediate and needed downsizing of the office, reverting staff to their home agencies," Trump wrote on Truth Social. "At the same time, I am looking for a permanent ODNI nominee with experience in national security," the president added. "FISA 702 is very important to our military and keeping the American people safe, especially during the World Cup and America 250 celebrations. If nothing is done, this important law will expire this week. I am asking Congress to send me a short-term extension of FISA to provide time for the selection and confirmation of a permanent head of the agency. I would like to thank Director Pulte for his time and commitment." Section 702 is a surveillance authority meant to be used to spy on foreign adversaries. However, Americans' private communications incidentally get surveilled without a warrant, contrary to the Fourth Amendment protections against warrantless surveillance. The surveillance authority will expire on June 12 if Congress does not pass a bill reauthorizing the legislation. Trump's announcement follows Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, Majority Leader Steve Scalise, RLA, and other House Republican leaders' visit to the White House to discuss a potential nomination to replace outgoing Director of National Intelligence, DNI, Tulsi Gabbard. It remains unclear if a longer extension of Section 702 could pass through Congress, as many Senate Democrats oppose the confirmation of Pulte to become the permanent DNI, and many Democrats and Republicans want to reform Section 702 to require a warrant for searches of Americans' private communications. Senate Majority Leader John Thune, RSD, on Wednesday said they would do what they can to continue the Section 702 program. "I think we'll find out probably in short order what the discussions between the White House and Senate Democrats are able to accomplish, and then we'll figure it out from there," Thune said.